thanks to Corona and stuff, there's not a lot extra. It's basically, you know, the basics. There's no increase in very little increase in your property tax. There's no increase in your sewage rate. Small, it's a 2.8% increase, I think, in the trash bill, which is not very much. So we tried to keep everything as flat as we could to help everybody out, because we know all the citizens are really, they're just like us in the city. They're struggling, you know. People aren't able. There's people that are out of jobs. There's, you know, businesses are struggling. So we're trying to do our part, keep it down. The biggest thing with the budget next year is the pool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big to do next year, for the next year. And hopefully that'll be next summer.
Yeah.
It looks like everything's going, and everything we've heard is everything's on track. Everything's working out well over there. So.
Sure. And let's just kind of break the budget down a little bit more. I know that expenditures this year, $18 million plus, and then the revenues around $16 million. Now, you have to get the balanced budget going on, so you had to pull some funds from elsewhere. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Part of that is the city itself had saved money. We've been saving money for the pool for several years in a row, trying to be fiscally responsible about that, because we knew this was coming. So part of that is we had money in reserves for that. And then the rest is we're going to borrow, which we had the vote for the use tax. And so we're borrowing money from the bank to finish paying the pool, and it'll be paid back with the use tax. And so that's where the difference is going to be made up with. So some from our own money, some from the banks.
No doubt about it. So it starts on October the 1st, as I understand it, and it'll end at the...
September 30th next year.
Next year. All right.
Yep. A couple new police cars, some little things like that, some new radio equipment for the police department. But again, there's nothing extravagant going on. There's no, you know, no big projects besides, you know, the pool. We do have, we've got a couple things in there that hopefully will come through. One is going to be a new basketball court, which we've pretty much been told we're getting the grant for that. Another grant we're trying to get that was in the budget that might not happen is some trail work on Lakeview. So there's stuff in there like that, but that's all dependent on if we get grants. It's not us,
yeah,
you know, spending taxpayer money. But, you know, to be responsible, it's in there. If we get the grant, we'll do it. If we don't get the grant, we won't do it.
Right. So. I'm sure that next year's budget will be interesting to look at, as, you know, this year was kind of a shock with COVID-19. Maybe you're budgeting for some things that you realize are going to be decreased because of the virus. And next year, looking at that, I'm sure that'll be interesting. Maybe you'll be able to do more projects. I know you weren't able to fund everything. Police department was looking for a new fire truck, or public safety was, and that wasn't able to be approved, unfortunately.
Yeah. At some point, we're going to have to get a new fire truck. We talked about that last year, and that's a little over $1 million for a fire truck. I know people are like, wow, that's... But this stuff's pretty expensive. But yes, with COVID and, you know, stuff like that, we don't know. And, you know, but we do have the use tax, so we're hoping... We planned for a certain amount, but every city we've kind of heard from has ended up with more from the use tax. The state seems to be underplaying, you know, what they tell you you're going to get, which I understand. They're trying to be safe. They don't want to tell you wrong, but most cities have ended up getting more. On the flip side for COVID is, while yes, we have a lot of people struggling and stuff, it is keeping people closer to home. So that does help the city in the fact that sales tax and stuff has not really had a huge decrease, because people are staying close to home. You know, some people are still going out, but a lot of people are staying close to home, shopping locally, you know, and that's all important for the taxes. So
No doubt about it. Well, at the end of every council meeting, we always have comments from the council. And I think something that is on everybody's mind right now is it's almost election time, November the 3rd. And of course, we broke a story yesterday about, someone vandalizing a political sign here in town. You had some thoughts on that last night, if you'll share that this morning with our listeners.
Being a politician per se, not, big one, but I mean, you still deal with the same stuff. And I said, I'd like to see, our community be respectful. Even if you disagree or agree, doesn't matter. It's somebody's personal property. They paid money for it. And I mentioned the fact that, when I run, I put out signs, and it is, it's expensive, and you don't have to agree with people, but you got to be respectful. I didn't share this last night, but I'll share it with you. The first year I ran, I work with a bunch of younger people. And the first year I ran, I had a whole bunch of signs up because people didn't know who I was that first year. That's one of the things with signs and stuff, get your name out there. And my kids that worked for me were like, oh, we're going to go take the other side signs for you, right. They're kids. And I was like, absolutely not. Don't do that, And I hope some people in our community, more people, step up and say that to these people, because I don't know for sure, but I would almost guarantee most of this stuff happens by younger people. I can't see people, I hate to say, older like me, out there.
I'm in bed by 8.
Yeah, yeah. I get it, and we live in a different time now. Right now, it's contentious. People are angry. People, But, at the end of the day, we're all in this together. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, that's something people say, but it's the truth. I'm no different. I don't look at anybody. I work with people of all kinds. I don't look at them and go, you're a D or you're an R. At the end of the day, people worry about their families. They worry about paying their bills, And it's silly, some of the stuff that's happening.
It's not worth it whenever you look at some of the things that happen to people or destruction of property. We're going to try a little something new on Friday. We're going to try and bring a Democrat and a Republican together. The lady who runs the DNC here in town is going to be in, and the gentleman who owns the Trump sign is going to be in. They're going to talk and do a little interview together, and I'm hoping that maybe we can get some things worked out. We'll see how it goes.
I hope it works out well. And like I said, most of these people, if you put them together, they're fine. Right. I work with people. My job, I work with people, all kinds of people. Support both sides, do different things. I don't understand why it's so contentious and why there's so much anger, and I will say it now, and I've said it a million times, at the end of the day, who affects me and you the most is the city council, the county government. That's who affects.
Where you live.
Yes, federal laws have some effect, but at the end of the day, my day-to-day life is more in control by your local government, but people don't pay attention, like last night, nobody's there, but we're the ones, your trash bill, your tax rate for your property, those all come from us, and those are the things that you pay every month.
Right, city ordinances that are put into place that public safety enforces. All the laws, you're living here, and those are laws that are affected here.
And not to divulge too much, but that's like a lot of this stuff going on right now with police. And somehow this has turned into a federal thing, and I'm just confused because federal government doesn't tell me what to do on my. They don't tell us what to do with our police department. What does Donald Trump or Joe Biden have to do with my local police department? Absolutely zero. They don't come in and say, you need to put police patrolling here or doing that or
I know. You're absolutely correct on that.
But people are just not educated. I guess they're just like, and I'm like.
Well, they don't
have nothing to do with me.
Right. If you're not seeing it in front of your television set and being bombarded with it and hit over the head with it, then you're really not paying attention to it. Is the way I see it. But
It's uneducation, I guess. I hate to say it, but I think that's a big problem nowadays. People are not educated on how this stuff works. Right. They go out there and they say all this stuff, and I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, right. You don't.
We need to do a town hall sometime. a town hall with Chris Williams, and I'll moderate.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You know, that's what I try and do with my kids that work for me and everything, is I try and educate them, because people are just not educated on how the government works. Right. They just aren't.
How our government works. You
right.
know, it's a little different from other governments, but, you know, here in Mexico, we don't elect the mayor.
No, we don't elect the mayor.
I mean, it's ran just a little differently.
And people still don't understand that.
Right.
I mean, the first year I ran against the current mayor at the time, and so like 75% of the people when I won
thought I was the mayor.
Right? Yeah, they did. They were like, "Oh, you won, yeah," you know. And I'm like, "Nope, that's not how it works
right.
here," you know. And they're just, "What?" You know. And I think that's a big problem, not just the politics, but in general. I think we just don't. Education is sorely lacking. We focus on things that people don't. It doesn't affect their everyday lives.
Sure.
And we just want to look at the big picture. And there's nothing wrong with looking at the big picture, but it takes the little pictures, lots of little pictures, to make the big picture.
No doubt about it. Everything else going good for you? How are things going at McDonald's? Any ideas when maybe the lobby will reopen, or is that still a while, it weighs off?
I'm waiting for, I'm not going to be surprised if anytime soon we don't reopen to takeout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for that call at some point, but with the caseload up and down the way it is, I don't know. I mean, you know, people don't, you know, that's another hot topic, you know, is that, but, you know, the facts are the facts, and the fact is that Audrain County is one of the more infected counties, and has been for months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get the political side. A lot of that's politics. I think it's a lot of it's politics. But the numbers are the numbers. You know,
yeah.
That's what I look at. I'm like, you know, the numbers are the numbers. You know, they want to argue about where they're at. You know, well, they're over in Vandalia or they're over here. You know, it doesn't have, and I'm like.
But that's what people want to know. It
right.
is where it's at, and if they have been infected, they want to be informed. And you know, that's something that we try to do, and it gets a little bit difficult sometimes.
It does, and it's frustrating for me because we pick and choose when we want to tell you. You know, it's like. You know, we have this caseload, and it's, you know, we've put out the little chart on Facebook, and we say, oh, you know, there's cases here, cases there, but they don't want to tell you, unless it's something big, like
yeah.
the Tri-County situation, oh, well, we need that's
get
a
that
big
out.
Number, so
mm-hmm.
we'll put that out, but day-to-day, you know, I look at the numbers, and it's, you know, 3-4 day, pretty much, and they don't want to tell you anything.
And we recorded our fourth death in Audrain County yesterday.
And that's, to me, that's scary because within the last 2 weeks, we've had 3 people die, and we had 1 person die the whole time up until the last couple of weeks. And, you know, and still some people just are,
yeah,
they just... I get it. You know, I'm of the take, you know, you can't shut down the whole world.
No.
get that. I understand that completely, but, you know, some people just asking for precaution. And that's part of the reason that we're not, you know, our lobby is not open right now is because we don't want to have to shut down.
I try to be positive, but I definitely want to be informed too.
You know? So I'm not gonna be surprised if we do take out at some point. But in as far as sitting down and eating inside, we've been told that's probably a long way off. You're probably looking 2021 before that's even on the radar. Because again, you know, McDonald's has had several stores that have had to close.
Right.
You know, and that's a big deal when we have to close. There's a lot of money for these stores, and that's the part people don't understand or don't respect is, you know, we're doing it not only to try and keep our people safe, but we're trying to keep our business open.
Sure.
You know, and we, you know, look how busy we are. There's a lot of people in and out of our store every day. And
I go through the drive-thru every morning, and it is packed.
And you know, so... It's not just keeping our people safe, but it's keeping you safe because there's so many people in and out of our store. I mean, if it was, you know, not to downplay, but I mean, if we had a smaller establishment that didn't have a lot of people in and out every day, maybe you look at that differently than what we do. But we just have so many people, and it's just a safety measure. And so far, you know, knock on wood, it's been well, you know, and I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised because just how much volume
that we do. How are your younger folks doing over there that work for you with everything? Have they been, have some of them come down with it, or are they doing okay? Or?
We've knock on wood, we haven't had anybody actually come down with anything. We've had a couple of times that we've had people who had to quarantine away because of people close to them, family or whatever. Of course, you know, public knowledge, the football team, and we have five football players that work for us, so that weekend was a little rough because that's when they, you know, that's when they work a lot for us, is on the weekend. And so you're down five people
both days.
So that's a struggle, is when people, and we won't let you work if you're sick, right. You know, and so it gets to be a struggle, and sometimes people, you know, get angry, and I get it, you know, and sometimes it does take longer, but that's one of the big reasons, is because, you know, people just aren't coming to work for whatever reason. They got the quarantine. As far as my kids that work for me, a lot of them are scared, you know, and that's kind of the, you know, people don't want to talk about that, but the kids are kind of scared of what's happening because they don't feel like their concerns are being taken into consideration. And things are happening and they don't understand. And when they look at what we're doing at our job and then they go to school and it's like two different worlds of how we handle it, you know, like for us, it's like boom, 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 you know,
face mask, wash your hands,
face mask, wash your hands, socially try distance. And stay away from each other as much as we can. Now that's hard for us cause we have a lot of people that work for us, but we, you know, we do what we can. But, you know, we're talking about it and we're doing this. And so I think it was, you know, not to downplay what the school's doing. I'm sure they're doing what they think is right. But, I mean, for a lot of our kids, I think that was a shocker because they go to school and it's like, well, you don't have to wear a mask. We would like you to wear a mask, but we're not going to make you wear a mask. Versus you hit the door.
You have to do it.
You're putting on a mask and you're putting on gloves. And that's just the way it's going to be. You know, and then they've been working with us for 6 months, and we haven't had a single case, and they haven't even been in school a couple weeks, and they've already seen kids going home constantly. I mean, there's a lot of kids, you know, they don't put out how many people were getting quarantined. They put out how many people actually tested sick. But like I said, 6 months, we've had two cases that have had to quarantine because they've been around people. Well, besides the football team, but then again, football team was from school.
Yep.
And so they're a little scared. And the thing is, they're scared not for themselves. They're scared for their parents and their grandparents. You know, and they're like, well, I don't want to get my, you know, my grandma sick, and I don't want to get my mom or my dad sick. You know, they understand that. It's not them that are going to get deathly ill.
It's the ones with the pre-existing conditions.
It's their family and their older people that are, you know, going to get sick. And that's one of the things that we look at work is, yes, my kids will probably be fine, but we also have a lot of older people, you know. And for me even, I have high blood pressure. You know, that's one of the pre-existing conditions that they say.
I'm overweight. You know? They say that's one
and
of
I'm a
them.
Little, and I'm a little overweight too. And so it does worry me, you know, but... You know, what do you do? But they're hanging in there. Like I said, it's just a different world, you know, corporate world versus, and I hate to say it, but politics play part of that too.
Sure.
You know, and we live in a town that the politics are the politics, you know. I mean, you know, I mean, some people still try and say, you know, it's not real. And I'm like, I'm not saying it's deadly, and like I said, I'm not going to say, no way do I think you should shut down the whole country or shut down the town, but there are people dying, you know,
yeah.
And they want to, you know, well, you know, they had pre-existing conditions, right, but, you know.
COVID sped it along.
Right,
you know,
right.
It did. So.
Yeah, and people just don't want to admit that or face it, and it's kind of scary, and I get it, But we'll get through it.
Yeah.
I have faith we'll get through it, and hopefully, you know, we don't have any more issues.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I think the winter might be people start gathering.
Yep.
Inside, and that's going to be a big tell-all, because right now I go outside most of the time and do my stuff.
Sure.
And so.
Yep.
And at work, we have outside air coming in a lot, and they say that helps a lot, you know, because we've had videos that have come in from the restaurant world and all that said, you know, that's one of the things is the air recirculating.
Yep.
and a lot of these businesses, they don't have that outside air, kind of like your house.
Yeah.
You know, your regular air conditioner doesn't really pull outside air in. It just
circulates
the air in the house. But, you know, at work, fortunately, we pull a lot of outside air because we've got all those grills and vats putting out heat. So that air's got to.
Right, and always getting truck deliveries, opening doors, yep. Bringing stuff in.
Absolutely. And the drive-thru, you see our drive-thru.
Yeah, I mean, the windows opening.
people would be surprised how many people. I mean, for lunch, you know, sometimes we're doing 150, 200 people, you know,
yeah.
Just for 1 hour.
I believe it.
it's crazy sometimes.
And efficiently at that. So.
Well, we try. We have our moments, you know. I'm not, you know, we're not perfect. Nobody is. But we try our best, and you know, one of the issues, most of the time, if there's an issue, it's because we're shorthanded.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times we can't control that, and especially right now, like we're talking about with the COVID, you know, if you're sick or if we even think,
stay home,
and our policy pretty much is 72 hours. Like if you just don't, if you don't feel good. Bye. See you in 3 days. You know, like we don't even entertain the idea of letting people work sick. You know, which is way different because before, not that we let people work sick, but I mean, you know, if you had a cough or, you know, you might have allergies or something. You know, and it's like, well, what's going on? You didn't have a fever. Yeah. You know,
power on. You can do this,
right? You know, and now it's like. You coughed?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
What was that?
Yeah.
Did you cough? Okay.
Everybody
get out of here.
Right.
Everyone see you in 3 days, buddy. Yeah. And we take temperatures every day. You know, that's something else that we do every day when you walk in. Boom, temperature. You know, now they're, you know, and that's one of the frustrating things about this whole virus is the goal. I was talking to one of my other associates at work, and you know, I think the thing frustrating for me and frustrating for a lot of people is the goalpost keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, you know. And it's like, I don't care what you do, to be honest, just tell me what you're gonna do and do it,
yeah,
you know. But it seems like the goalpost on what that looks like keeps changing,
yeah,
and that's what's frustrating for me and for a lot of people is like, you want to do X, Y, and Z, let's do X, Y, and Z, but X, Y, and Z turns into A, B, C next week. And yep. I'm like, what? That's not what you said last week. And that's what's frustrating for me. Like, if you want to do this, then do it. If you want to be free willy-nilly and go for it, then just say that's what you want to do and do it. You know, that's...
Honesty goes a long way. You know, right. It really does, being upfront.
Right, and that's how I've always tried to be with myself personally is, you know, whether you like it, you don't like it, whatever, I'm just gonna tell you what it is, and you go with it, you know, and it's just like work. Me and you both, we work jobs, and it would be frustrating for us if every week the rules at our workplace changed and you didn't know
right
what the heck was coming down, and that just seems to be what's happening from the top down is, you know, from week to week, the rules and the ideas change. You know, I remember before it was 14 days. Now, depending on the situation, it's 10 days. Now, you know, and it's like, well, go get tested, you know. And then that's like, now the word is, well, don't get tested unless you have symptoms, even if you've been around somebody. And I'm like, well, that's all.
That's not what you were told at the beginning.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And how do you find out if you have it? You know, and you know what you would want to know if you've got it, I would think. So you should go out and get the test, in my opinion. But, you know, now they're not pushing for the testing because if you get tested,
the numbers go up. Yeah, you know, and that's kind of funny you said that because I remember the first it was, well, let's get people tested because then we'll know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
so that we can deal with the problem. Now it's don't get tested unless you know. But you stop people out and say, well, the numbers are up because testing's up. And I'm like, actually, testing's not really up. Right. I mean, especially if you look at Audrain County, if you remember, it was Arthur Center had the free testing at Presser Hall, and they were doing tons of tests for, I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks they were out there.
Yep indeed.
And that, none of that's happening anymore. All that testing's gone. So when people say, well, the testing's up, I'm like, really?
Who's it?
who's testing? Who around here is testing? Because my understanding is the only way you can get a test at the hospital or anywhere is you got to have symptoms. You got to have a doctor's order.
Doctor's order.
You know, I mean, you can still, they still have some free testing in Columbia, but, you know, so that maybe their testing's up, but our testing's not up here in Audrain. I mean, just the fact. I mean, we don't have the free testing like we did. And I remember there'd be lines. I mean, you know, people say, there's a lot of people say we don't care, we're not worried about it. But when they had the free testing, that line would be to the road down from down there. And also, I've seen other businesses have to close down. And it takes, even when they reopen, it takes a little bit for people to feel comfortable. You know, some people are like right back in there, but there's, you can tell in their business, you know, it takes a little bit. People do worry about it, especially in Mexico. We have a fairly large elderly population, and that's one of the populations that gets hit hardest, you know. But even here, which is interesting because we have stores all over in Boone County, it's the younger numbers that are going up, and I believe that's a lot of what's going on here in Audrain County too. It's not the elderly that are getting worse now that the Tri-County situation, that's probably changed, but before that, I think not young people, but middle-aged seem to be where the bigger chunks were happening.
Yep, and now we're seeing younger because, you know, college is back in at MU and Westminster and Fulton, and you know, that's that is what it is. But
and I'm surprised, but you know, there again, I would say politics are playing some role in money.
Yeah,
money. You know, you close down a school, that's big dollars right there that you're out. And you know, you hate to say that, but at the end of the day, money is the root of all evil. A lot of things we do, it's for the dollar. You know, we work and we do things. You know. Except when we go to city council, I only get $1 a year.
$1? I've seen the pictures in the frame. You know,
yeah, yes, they pay more for the frame to put it in than the dollar that I get for doing it all year. So, you know, that is a true, you know, we do it for, you know, there's no millionaire making money out of that.
No, not at all.